tonight we're going to focus on the third chakra, Manipura chakra, which is found at the solar plexus, the position between the heart and the navel, and it's associated with the colour yellow, the third colour of the rainbow and the light spectrum. Generally, when we think of Manipura chakra, we're thinking of the core, the upper core. So when we work this chakra, we're bringing heat into the body, we're strengthening the core, but we're also working on making the core flexible. We'll talk more about it in a moment. But we'll start with a settling. So if you'd like to lay back in Shavasana and just check your spine is straight, hips are level and square, maybe scooting onto the shoulder blades, chin tucked in a little to ease out the back of your spine. Notice the space between your feet and the space between your arms and your sides. With your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. Surrender the weight of your body to the floor beneath you. And very slowly notice your natural breath as it flows gently in and out through your nose. Slowly bring your focus to Manipura chakra, the fire center, the space between your navel and the heart at the solar plexus. As you breathe in, feel this area expanding. And as you breathe out, allow the area to drop and draw it in. Breathing in to lift and expand. Exhale, lowering, dropping. And if you'd like to add a mantra or a chant, you can say to yourself, so, as you breathe in, and hum as you breathe out. So, hum. Release your effort now as you return your breath to the nose and your attention to your natural breath. And very slowly notice your body, just scan it for a moment, notice how it feels. And then very slowly start to awaken the body. Bring movement into your toes, feet and ankles, your fingertips, hands and wrists, turning the head from one side and then to the other. And you may like a stretch, and then when you're ready, draw your knees in towards you, give yourself a little hug in Apanasana, and gently rock from side to side. So Mani means gems or jewels, and Pura means town or city, city of jewels. And we're trying to shine all of our qualities on the world and on everyone around us. Okay. So when you're ready, We're going to start on all fours. So if you have socks on, you may like to take those off. And then come onto all fours on hands and knees. Bring your knees under your hips. Hip distance apart and hands nicely grounded. Palms connected with the earth. And we're working initially into cat and cow pose. So as you breathe in, lift the tailbone, start to stack your vertebrae, then look up. And as you exhale, drop the tailbone, start to round into the back, chin to chest. So breathe in, lift the tailbone, start to stack your vertebrae, looking up. Exhale, rounding, moving firstly from the tailbone, dropping chin to chest, and flowing with your breath. As you focus on your third chakra, this energy center at the solar plexus, draw energy in here. Bring your awareness between the heart and the navel. It's a little bit more tricky to focus here than on the abdomen, the lower abdomen and the pelvic floor. So do your best throughout today's practice to keep your awareness at the solar plexus. And then you can come to stillness on all fours with a nice flat back. We're moving into cat balance to generate some heat and work the core. So when you're ready, extend your right arm forwards, your left leg back. Lovely straight line between the right fingertips, a diagonal line to the left pointed toes. And draw the navel in to support your lower back. And then bring breath into Manipura Chakra. Notice the heat being generated in your body. And if you can envision the color yellow, bring that into this space. Two more breaths here. And then you can ground that right hand and the left knee. Just align your spine for a moment. Take a nice breath in. And extend the left arm ahead of you and the right leg behind you, looking to the floor. So really push into that right hand, push your shoulder away from the earth. Make sure you're bringing breath in. Bring energy in. Increase the fire in your belly, your agni. And when you're ready, ground the hand and your right knee. Take a moment, realign your spine, check the toes, the knees, the fingertips are in line. When you're ready, tuck the toes under, push up and back into a blissful downward facing dog. Pedaling out the heels, bending alternate knees. Easing into the calves and hamstrings. And when you feel ready, coming to a still downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, bringing the attention again to the space between the heart and the navel. The hands grounded, the fingernails long. Long arms, keep lifting that tailbone high. Draw the chest towards your thighs, aiming heels towards the floor. And then coming onto hands and knees, sink back into child pose. Release your arms by your sides. Release your wrists, maybe rotating them one way then the other, maybe making fists or opening fingers. Just making sure you're releasing. A lot of our core postures here involve the wrists, so if you need to rest in child pose, please listen to your body. when you're ready, we're returning to downward facing dog. So tuck those toes under, push up and back. Okay, focusing again on this third energy center. And if you'd like to go into a plank position, walk the hands forwards, the feet back a little, bring the shoulders over the wrists, maybe the hands slightly ahead. Push into your heels. Feel as though you're holding a brick between your thighs. Draw the pelvic floor in. On the exhalation, draw the navel in. Uddiyana Bandha. And focus again on your solar plexus. Bring energy in, fire into the belly. Beautiful. And let's lift the tailbone back into down dog. Adjust the feet if you need to. Resting in child whenever you need to. Keep the breath coming in. And then walking feet towards your hands. Come into a forward bend. Release the back of your spine. Release any energy within the whole spine. Bring breath into the back of your heart space. And just shake the head as if to say no. Nod the head as if to say yes. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please roll back your shoulders, shake out your legs. And we're going to take three rounds of Suri Namaskara A. So find Tadasana when you're ready. Ground the feet. Bring your hands into your heart. Establish your breathing. So take an out breath. When you're ready, reaching tall, extend your Tadasana, maybe tilting back. Exhale, forward bend, Uttanasana, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, hands on shins or on the floor. Ground the hands, step or jump to plank position. Lovely. If you feel strong, Chaturanga Dandasana down, otherwise knees, chest, chin, scooping through to a cobra or up dog. Exhale into downward facing dog. Adjusting the feet again, taking five breaths here. Using this to recover the breath and to bring the focus into Manipura Chakra. After five breaths, look forward, step or jump through, extend your forward bend as you straighten your spine, exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, standing tall, sweep hands high, maybe adding a back bend, exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Flowing to the next one, breathe in, reaching tall, melting forward bend. Inhaling, looking up. Exhaling, finding plank position. Chaturanga Dandasana, ease yourself down. Scooping up on the in-breath, downward facing dog on the out-breath. Again, establish the breath. Bring energy in, fire the belly. When you're ready, you can look forwards, jump or step through. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, extend your mountain pose. Bring the hands to the heart, lovely. One more round in your own time, flowing with the breath, predominantly focusing on the whole core and how that feels in all of those postures. Holding for five breaths in downward facing dog. Beautiful. Well done. That's some lovely breathing. gently floats forward. Once you reach Tadasana, allow the breath to recover and slow, so draw energy in through the nose. Make the breath long and full. Just take a moment here. Going to flow through Surya Namaskara 8 and find Downward Facing Dog, and then we're going into a very slow, holding each posture for 5 breaths, dancing warrior sequence. So when you're ready, establish your breathing in Tadasana. And then raise the arms on your in-breath. Back bending if that suits you. Forward bend, exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up. Exhale, back into plank position. Keep the exhale going as you lower to the floor. Sweep the breath in as you come to up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Okay, so staying in downward facing dog, if you're near to the back of your mat, walk your dog forwards. So staying downward facing dog as you do this, as we're going to be extending the legs behind us. So take an out breath on your next in-breath, lift and raise the right leg and hold it here for 5. If that's difficult for you to stay in your downward facing dog. So keep grounding the hands equally, ease the left heel to the floor. As you exhale, sweep the right foot through between your hands, ground your back foot, turn it out slightly, inhale into warrior 1. Hips forwards. And chest forwards as well. Pivot that left hip forwards and the right hip back. Warrior 1, Virabhadrasana 1. Scoot the right toes forward if you need to. Gaze forwards or to the hands for a back bend. Beautiful. Opening up into warrior 2. Lovely strong position. Looking over the front hand once you've settled yourself, finding a comfort here, bringing the breath again into this third chakra. As you next breathe in, tilting back into Sun Warrior, stroking down that left leg, right palm to the floor, right arm extended. Beautiful. Exhale into side angle pose, right elbow on the thigh, left arm kissing the ear. The left arm strong and active, kissing the ear, so upper arm on the ear. Feel the left ribs rotating to the left side, the body long. Bring flexibility into the core. On your next in-breath, returning to warrior 2. And sinking lovely and low. Reaching from right middle finger to left middle finger, the arms strong and long. Whole body lifted. And cartwheel your hands to the floor. Step the right foot back into downward facing dog. Holding here, using this as your resting pose. Parallel, weight equal in both hands, ground the right heel towards the floor. As you exhale, step the left foot through between the hands, ground your back foot, coming up to warrior 1, hips and chest forwards, keeping the gaze forwards or to the hands if you're adding a back bend. And draw the navel in, the abdomen in as you exhale. Bring breath into Manipura Chakra. Maybe focus on the colour yellow here. Yellow ball of energy growing in this fire centre. Exhaling into Warrior 2. Lovely. Can you bend any lower again, tilting back, Sun Warrior. Bending a little bit deeper into that front knee, back leg nice and straight. Exhaling into side angle pose, left elbow to thigh, right arm kissing the ear. Very nice. And returning to Warrior Two on your next in-breath. Lovely soft shoulders, soft faces. The navel in the body is long and tall. And cartwheeling your hands to the floor. Downward facing dog. Rounding those hands. Lifting tailbone high. Lovely. So we're going to hold downward facing dog. If you need to rest in child pose, please be kind to yourself. Hold this down facing dog for a little longer. So some of you may have experienced too much fire in the belly, maybe have got a bit aggressive, maybe have made rash decisions or unwise decisions, or been insensitive to others' needs. So balancing this chakra can dampen the fire or can make it more fiery if you're feeling a little timid. Okay, from mounting into child pose now, release those wrists, sink back. Either feet and knees together, or if you'd like a bit more stretch in the lower back, opening the knees, big toes touching. Arms by your sides, release the wrists. You may have noticed if you felt a little insecure or timid, maybe that fire isn't burning as strongly as it should. Sometimes we doubt ourselves or give up too easily. Again, in that case, we need to stoke up this fire and get the heat in. Lovely. When you're ready, back onto all fours, tucking toes under, coming into downward facing dog. And if you're near to the back of your mat, keep in downward facing dog, but walk the dog forwards. We're going to flow into two rounds of a swift flowing warrior sequence, dancing warrior. So repeating the sequence we've just done, but more speedily, taking a breath in each posture. So when you're ready, in downward facing dog, let's breathe in, lift the right leg into the air. Exhale, step it through, ground the back foot, breathe in, coming into warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Tilting back, Sun Warrior, inhale. Exhale, side angle pose. Inhale, warrior two. And cartwheeling hands to the floor, finding downward facing dog. And we take two breaths here, just to settle the breath a little. And then take your out breath, and then breathe in as that left leg lifts. And step it through between the hands. As you breathe in, rise into warrior one, hips forwards, beautiful. Opening up into warrior two as you exhale. Inhale, tilting back, Sun Warrior. Exhale, side angle pose. Again, finding warrior two. Exhale, cartwheeling hands to the floor and holding downward facing dog again. Beautiful. Lovely flowing sequence to get the heat being generated in the body, but also keeping this whole third chakra flexible, mobile. So we're going to take one more round. Exhale, inhale, right leg lifted. Exhale, step it through. Inhale, warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Tilting back, Sun Warrior, inhale. Side angle pose, exhale. Warrior 2, inhale. Cartwheeling hands to the floor, find downward facing dog. 2 breaths here. And take an out breath. Left leg lifts on your next inhalation. Exhale, step it through. Inhale, warrior 1. Exhale, warrior 2. Tilting back. Inhale, sun warrior. Exhale, side angle pose. Warrior 2. And cartwheeling hands to the floor. Downward facing dog. Let's hold the dog here. You can make it a blissful dog if you need to pedal out your heels. If you need to move, just be kind to your body. If it suits you and this is good for you, we're going to lift the left hand off the floor, hug the ribs, or reach for the right ankle, or you can reach for the shin. Remember, equal weight in both feet. Ground the right hand, push the shoulder away from the earth, only hold it for as long as your body says is good for you. I'm going to take 4 more breaths, unless you would like to ground that left hand. Feel this heat coming into the solar plexus. And after your 4 breaths, you can ground the left hand and take a moment in down dog with both hands grounded. Okay, if you'd like to take the right hand off the floor, either hugging the left ribs or reaching for the left ankle, doing that now. And please rest in child anytime you need to. Be kind to yourself. We're taking 4 more breaths here. Then you can ground the right hand back to downward facing dog. And everyone melting into Balasana, child pose, sinking back. Well done. Please release your wrists. Maybe turn the hands onto the back of the hands, flexing. Extending wrists, counterbalancing. Very strong wrist exercises, well done. When you're ready, coming onto all fours. And then lower onto your forearms, elbows under your shoulders. We're going lower now into elbow plank. So extend one leg back, tap your toes on the mat, keep the hips level, extend the other leg, tuck the toes under, drop the hips so there's a perfect line between your heels and your shoulders. And if you need to, please drop to your knees, otherwise we're going to take 8 breaths here. If it helps, push into your heels. Squeeze the thighs together as though you're holding a brick between them, but still with feet apart. Push into the elbows, push the shoulders away from the earth. And after your 8 breaths, you can drop to your knees, one at a time or together. And you can sink back into your child pose, coming to the hands, push up and back. And please release your shoulders, bring your arms by your sides. Take a few breaths here. Surrender the weight of your body downwards. And then lift your head. And we're coming to Dandasana now. So we're moving to the floor. So we're not going to be working the wrists much more. So come to Dandasana, sit on your bottom, extend your legs out in front of you. And then we're moving into boat pose. You're going to bend the knees, ground the feet, bring your hands underneath the back of your knees. And very slowly walk your feet back so that you rest on your bottom and you can lift the feet off the floor. So that's the first option. If you want to go a bit deeper, you can start to lift and straighten the legs, still with the hands underneath the back of your knees. Or you can actually take your hands away, arms are parallel as you sit nice and tall. So keep lifting the heart, lifting the spine, and bring breath into the solar plexus. Lovely. And then melt the feet to the floor. Give yourself a hug. Drop chin to chest. Release over the legs. Allow the breath to recover a little. Give that another go, Navasana. And so take again the hands underneath the back of your knees, tilt back so that you can bring the weight onto your bottom. Start to lift the legs. And if you're happy, you can take the arms away. If you want to go one stage further, you're coming into Ardha Navasana, half boat pose. You're going to bring your hands to your heart and you're going to lower the upper body and the lower body, the legs, halfway between where it is now and the floor. So you're just going to come down and you're going to hover and you're going to really bring the breath into these solar plexus in this held position. And then on your next in-breath, coming back into the bent knee, boat pose, or straight leg one if you're feeling nice and strong. Now anytime you can move and tilt forward and put the feet on the floor. If you'd like another half boat pose, bring your hands to your heart, lower yourself down, straight legs, lifted shoulders and upper back from the floor, and then rise back up, and then melt your feet to the floor, and give yourself another hug, releasing chin to chest. Well done. So let's extend the left leg along the floor and bend the right leg and take the hands below the knee again. Feel that spine nice and lifted. And as you breathe in, you're going to lift the leg and straighten it. And as you exhale, you're just going to tap the toe down. So as you breathe in, look up. And as you breathe out, ease the nose to your right knee. Okay, keep flowing with your breath. And try and keep that spine lifted on the in-breath. Shine that heart forwards and try and feel the solar plexus opening, drawing in energy here. And when you next inhale, you can release your arms by your sides. Keep lifting the leg, tapping the toe. We're going to take three more. Fourth lift, you're going to hold the leg at a 45 degree angle, if you can. Keep lifting the spine. And then lower it another point halfway between where it was and the floor. And halfway again, hovering from the floor. Taking four more breaths here. And release that right leg, maybe shaking things out. Try the left side, so right leg is extended, left leg is bent. Take the hands behind the knee, lift the spine, breathe in. Exhale, on your next in-breath, straighten the leg, lifting it about 45 degrees. Tap the toe as you exhale. Breathe in as you extend the leg, also look up and draw the nose to the bent knee. Breathe in and breathing out, lovely. Four more with hands by your side, so raising and lowering the leg. You can still look up and you can still bring your nose towards your knee. And the next time you lift the leg, hold it here. Breathing, lifting the heart, shining the solar plexus forwards. Lower the leg to halfway between the floor and where it was. Halfway again, hovering for four more breaths. And then you can gently release the foot down and release the thighs, shake out the legs. maybe a little massage here. Well done. Okay, we're going to rock and roll now, so if anyone would need a blanket, can you let me know? I can give you one. Essentially similar to boat pose, only that we're making it dynamic. So you're going to start with yourself in boat pose, arms parallel, feet a little lifted from the floor. You're going to roll back, and then you're going to come back into a little boat pose. So rolling all the way back onto shoulders. Use the momentum of your legs to draw yourself back up again without the feet popping to the floor. So you're going to take six rock and rolls, moving back, bringing up. We're going to bring that fire into the belly. Lovely. So exhale as you roll back. Inhale as you lift on the effort. And as you lift, straighten the spine, lift the heart. And after those six, you can melt your feet to the floor, give yourself a hug, release and round into the shoulders, drop the chin to the chest. Very nice. Just allow the breath to recover. Notice the heat you've generated in your body. So extend your left leg along the length of the mat on the floor and bend your right knee. We're going to take the right hand underneath the right leg and we're going to just cradle the leg and just open it into the hip. It's holding the leg like a baby. So just work into the hip to open it, maybe making circles, just ease into that ball and socket joint. So we have two options here. The first one is to lay the right foot onto the left thigh. And we're just going to bring the hands by the hips and we're going to lift and lower. Now if that's not good for your leg, you're going to place the right foot onto the inner thigh into Janu Shasana and just bring the hands to the hips and lift the bottom off the floor and lower it again. If you want to go a bit deeper and if you're nice and flexible, you're going to bring the right shoulder right into the knee. You're going to hook the leg behind the shoulder. You're going to bring the right hand towards the right hip, lifting the buttock off the floor. You're going to bring the left hand into the floor and you're going to try and lift the bottom. And maybe even the leg will come up as well. Give that a go, whatever position you'd like to try. All of those positions bring heat into Manipura Chakra. Raising and lowering, be easy on the wrists. Just take two more lifts or two more breaths if lifting. Fabulous. And then release the right leg out in front of you. Release your wrist, maybe turning the hands onto the backs of the hands to counterbalance that stretch. Okay, let's bend the left leg, repeating the same on the left side, so hook the left arm underneath the leg and open and cradle the leg, moving backwards and forwards, maybe making circles with that hip. So the foot positions, either left foot into the inner thigh, hands by the hips lifting the bottom of the floor, or the foot on top of the right thigh, lifting again. Or hook the left arm right under the left knee, bring the leg into the shoulder, left hand into the hip, right hand as well, and try and lift the right leg off the floor. So wherever you are, take four more. Release the left leg forward, bend the knees, release your wrist, turn them again on the side, maybe rotating them, shaking them, making fists, wiggling the fingers. Well done. We're going to open the legs now, create flexibility in the core. So you might like to negotiate with your neighbour. We're opening the legs nice and wide. Triangular shape with the legs. You might like to lift the bottom of the floor so that you ensure your spine is completely straight and that your sitting bones are grounded. And breathe in, lift your spine and start to walk your hands forward. You might not come very far forwards as long as you're feeling that stretch along the inner legs, the inner knee area. If it's very painful, bend the knees slightly, keep them soft. If you want to add a bit more lever, lift the hands from the floor, reach forwards, tilting those hips. And bring the breath into the space between the navel and the heart. Surrendering the weight of the body down as you exhale, drawing energy in on the in-breath, and bringing in the color yellow. Yellow associated with the sun, solar plexus. Okay, so let's walk the hands back to center. You may like to just bend the knees a little bit, pull them together, shake out the back of the knees, but we're opening the legs again to where they just were, nice and wide again. But this time we're reaching right fingertips to the right ankle, maybe beyond it, and bringing the left hand into the small of the back and looking over the left shoulder, feeling nice rotation into the left ribs. Very nice. Keep reaching, keep breathing. If you'd like to, you can now extend the left arm into the air, bring it over to meet your toes, or aiming for the toes, but keeping conscious that you're keeping an open trunk, the ribs still rolling back. And then breathing in, coming slowly back to center. Take a moment with a lovely straight spine in the center. And when you're ready, reaching with the left fingertips to the left ankle, maybe beyond them, right hand into the small of your back, looking over your right shoulder. Breathing here into that third energy center. And when you're ready, raising the right arm, allow it to kiss the ear, reaching for your left toes. Breathing in, coming back to center. Very slowly ease your legs together. Give them a little shake, brushing the back of your knees. And then we're going to cross the legs. If you can, bring your hands into your hips and either lift the bottom from the floor, that's still working the core, or try and lift the feet and the bottom off the floor at the same time, and then exhale them down. Just try that for a few breaths. Bring the heat into Manipura Chakra. So if the feet and the bottom's not coming off at the same time, just lift the bottom and pop it down again. Lovely. And then again, releasing your wrists. We're extending the legs out in front of you now. Bend the right leg. And we're going to try and squeeze the right leg in towards the body. But we're going to lift nice and tall with the arms. Stretch the spine. Flex your left foot. And we're going to reach for the left foot as we continue to squeeze that right knee in towards the back of the shoulder. So taking hold of the left foot or maybe the left lower leg. But if your right shoulder is below your knee, you may be able to bind by bringing the right hand in front of the right knee, bending at the elbow, and then the left arm comes behind you and both hands connect as you draw your nose to your knee. Now your right hip might have come from the floor, that's fine. Let's keep easing forwards. Four more breaths here. And bring energy and light and heat into the solar plexus. After your four breaths, you can release your bind. Draw the breath in as you come back to center. Extend the right leg and bend the left, changing sides. Breathe in, lift into the air, the arms, and reach for your right foot. Draw the nose towards your right knee, squeeze the left knee in towards you. If you're binding, bring the left hand in front of the knee, the whole arm coming behind you. Ease the right nose, draw the nose to your right knee. Ease that nose to your right knee and surrender the weight of your body downwards. Notice your solar plexus and follow the band of the solar plexus right round to the back, just below the back of your heart space, and feel this space widening and opening as well on the in-breath, drawing energy and heat into this fire center. Two more breaths here. And then you can release your bind. Look to your toes. Breathe in, reach up with the arms. Exhale them down by your sides. Release the legs out in front of you. Give them a shake. Well done. Okay, we're going to scoot towards the floor now. So bend your knees. Bring your feet towards the front of the mat. We're rolling down now, one vertebrae at a time, nice and slowly. So when you're ready, draw the navel in. Lift the pelvic floor, focus on the space between your heart and your abdomen as you lower yourself down nice and slowly. And when you reach the floor, hug your knees in, gently rocking from side to side. You've done some lovely control. So we're going into bridge pose. So bring the feet to the floor, hip distance apart. Middle finger to the heels. Maybe scooting shoulders together. Just check this space between your chin and your chest. When you're ready, push equally into both feet and start to roll the hips up. Come onto your shoulders, neck. Maybe scooting shoulders under again. And you may like to interlace your fingers behind your back and lengthen the arms along the floor behind you. Breathing here, and again take that focus to your fire center, that third chakra, Manipura. Keep lifting, pushing into the feet to lift you higher. Gently releasing your hands, palms down, very slowly rolling down one vertebrae at a time. And giving yourself a hug, gently rocking from side to side. Okay, so we're working into full crab now, unless you'd rather take another bridge and make it dynamic. If you know your crab pose, the wheel, and flowing into that, hands under the shoulders, pushing up. If you'd like to go into dynamic bridge, again, middle finger towards the heels. Breathe in, roll up, lift high onto the shoulders. Exhale, rolling down. If you're in the wheel, holding for as many breaths as you can. When you're coming down, tuck your chin in, keep the head straight. Ease yourself down or come to the crown of the head. Very nice. Keep breathing here. And if you're taking your dynamic bridge, we take four more lifts and lowers. Breathing in on the lift and breathing out as you roll down. Lovely. Well done. If you've taken the wheel, it's a lovely stretch to that whole front body, keeping Manipura flexible and open. Lovely. It's very tough on the wrists and shoulders. Well done. Hugging knees in into Uppanasana. And then when you're ready, let's raise the legs, palms by your sides, flex your feet in the air, a right angle between the body and the legs. Draw the base of your spine downwards. And focusing again on Manipura Chakra, bringing light and the colour yellow in here. Now if this is good for you and you want to go deeper, I just want you to lift head and shoulders from the floor, reach for your ankles and hold here. And really again, keep that breath coming into the solar plexus. You're really helping to bring heat and energy into this whole area. Keep that breathing. If that gets too much, lower down onto the shoulders and drop the head. Otherwise, we take six more breaths here. And after your six breaths, you can release head and shoulders down. Give yourself a hug, Uppanasana gently rocking from side to side. Hopefully feeling a bit more heat in the body there. Okay, so we're going into a dynamic lying twist, but we're going to keep the knees above the hips and the feet lifted from the floor. So just bring your arms so they're a little way apart from the body. Keep the shoulders grounded as you twist. So the feet are lifted off the floor and the knees are above the hips. So keeping the shoulders grounded, we're just going to tilt the knees towards the right side. They may not come down to the floor. As you breathe in, lift again. You're using the core, the spine to help support the legs. And you can look over the opposite shoulder to the direction your knees are traveling in. So feet, knees together and keep those shoulders grounded. Breathing into center, breathing out as you lower either to left or right side. And you don't need to come all the way down. Lovely flexibility in this spinal area, just behind the solar plexus, in the back of the heart space. Four more in your own time, making sure that the last side is the left side as we started on the right. And hug the knees in after those four, gently rocking from side to side in apanasana, well done. We're going to lay nice and flat. We're coming into a star shape now. So the heels are in the bottom corners of your mat and the wrists are in the top corners of your mat. Legs straight, arms straight. Take a few breaths here, focusing on the space between your heart and your abdomen. On your next in-breath, lift head and shoulders, lift your right hand to meet the left leg as the left leg lifts and you reach for your ankle. Exhale, lower that side down. Repeat on the other side, so lift head, shoulders, left foot reaching for the right ankle and coming down. Right hand to left ankle, exhale it down. Left hand to right ankle. Beautiful, keep that breath coming in. Okay. So once you reach your right foot again, we're going to count 10 more. But if you've had enough, please be kind to yourself and just hug your knees in once more. Making sure you're taking energy in through the nose as you breathe in energy, not just breathing for breathing's sake. Very nice. Flexibility but strength here in Manipura chakra. Maybe feeling a little bit more heat again. As we contrast the heat and dampening each time we move through postures or rest. And after your 10, you can release into apanasana, gently squeezing the knees in, gently rocking from side to side. Well done. Another lying twist, but this time the feet come to the floor. Bend the knees. And the arms can be behind the head or out, level with the shoulders, palms facing up, making a cross shape with the body. Just adjust yourself if you need to create space. The feet come together, the knees are together. When you're ready, ease your bent knees to the right side, look over the left shoulder, keep the left shoulder grounded. Let's hold here for a moment, melting, letting go, bringing the focus again to Manipura chakra. Two more breaths here. And then you can return your gaze to the sky, ease your knees up, either one at a time or together. And then over to the other side, knees to the left side, looking over your right shoulder. Again, those shoulders are grounded. You can melt and let go here. Two more breaths here. And a Again, ease the head to center, the knees up either one at a time or together. Draw the knees in towards your chest. Apanasana, gently rocking from side to side. We're going to feel the belly again. We're going into eagle sit-ups. So bring the knees above the hips. Cross your right upper leg over the left upper leg. Keep the knees bent, tuck the right foot behind the left lower leg. Bring your arms above you. Left arm on top of right at the elbows, either hugging yourself or binding by bringing the right palm to the left palm. Exhale, fingers to the floor. Breathe in, lift knees and elbows together. Exhale, lower down. Breathing in to lift. Exhale to lower. Notice what's happening with your solar plexus. Notice the heat that you're generating as you rise and fall. So breathing in on the effort to lift. Exhale it down, and six more in your own time. Unless that's not working for you now, as you have worked this area very extensively this evening. Once you've completed those six, you can release your bind, release to Apanasana, and gently rock from side to side. And then repeating on the left side. So this time, the left leg crosses over the right at the thighs. Tuck the left toes behind the right leg. And the right arm is on top of the left, either hugging yourself or binding, palms coming together. So exhale, ease the fingertips to the floor. As you breathe in, lift elbows to meet knees. Draw the base of the spine downwards as you lift. And bring energy into that third energy center, firing the belly, fueling it a little bit more. Six more in your own time. Unless you had enough, please be kind to yourself. And gently releasing after those six. Well done. Hugging the knees in. Gently rocking from side to side. So a free posture now before we go into relaxation. Maybe shaking out the legs, shaking out the arms. You may like a twist, a stretch, a back bend. Just listen to what your body needs. And then without disturbing yourself too much, we'll go into a relaxation. So you may like to grab some clothing. And I have blankets if anyone would like one. Just give me a wave. Finding Shavasana, just checking that you're comfortable. So today's relaxation is based on the colour yellow, as it's key to the third chakra, Manipura. So ensure that you're comfortable. Making any final adjustments now so that you can be perfectly still for the next few minutes. So the colour yellow reminds us of the sun, warmth, heat, and it brings us energy and vitamins. Provides us with a feeling of well-being. So as you let the breath fall away, start to focus on your belly, on the space between the heart and the navel.
And now visualize a beam of yellow light coming directly into the solar plexus. Imagine this beam as a shaft of pure energy. And feel as though the warmth of the sun is penetrating the space between the heart and the navel. And this warmth is filling you with new and vibrant energy. Allow this warmth to now spread around your whole body, going deep within. Feel as though you're melting into sunlight, dissolving onto a bed of golden yellow sand. Almost as though you are suspended in light. Allow this warm sand to support you now, to mold into the body, to hold you safe and warm, to hold you at ease. Feel now as though the colour yellow is all around you, all over your body. Feel as though you are bathed in golden light. And you are relaxed. Restful, warm, and at peace.
without disturbing yourself too much, bring your focus to my voice once more. Notice your physical body. Notice the form, shape, and symmetry of your body. And notice the breath breathing the body, moving the body. As you become increasingly aware of the breath, start to lengthen the in-breath to energize you once more. Slowly start to move your toes, feet and ankles, fingertips, hands and wrists, turning the head from one side and then to the other, maybe stretching or hugging the knees in. Just listen to what your body needs at this time. Maybe just laying for that little bit longer. That is what your body needs. There's no rush, but when you're ready, bend your knees, ease over onto your right side. Take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. Notice your breath, your body, and your emotions. And there's no rush, but when you're ready, coming up to a comfortable seated position. So we'll bring some breath back into the body before we leave. So with a nice straight spine, breathe in, lift the arms above the head, exhale, palms down the centre line of the body. And two more times. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.